today. We thank you, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. We glory in you. Glorify your name in all the earth, Lord. Glorify your name. We praise you and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We praise you, we praise you. The Lord just made me to know that there's someone here and you're not a fearful person, but something frightened you and you've resisted that, but that influence keeps trying to bother you. If you'll tell me who you are, I'll help that thing to leave you right now. Who are you? Anyone gonna answer that? Nope? Okay. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, spirit of fear, I rebuke you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to depart, leave this place, go in Jesus' name. We agree with that in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being brave, because now you don't have to put up with it. Because at our command, he leaves. Sometimes we need a little help because the enemy tries to get our thoughts rolling, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today's a day of change. Today's a day when you'll have an opportunity to make a choice today. Win or lose. But we're going to win. We're going to choose to win. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bind every rebellious spirit in the name of Jesus. We will not put up with it today. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. If you need healing in your body, if you'll come down, we'll pray for you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Danny. Thank you, Lord. Ron, you come help us. Anyone need prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, you look so pretty today. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take it all. You're healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Whatever that stubborn thing is, leave her in the name of Jesus. Tries to stay with her. Yep. Just did it. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That thing that tried to fight you and come against you just left. You're not going to have any more trouble with it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, this is the day. Total healing in the name of Jesus. Yeah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, yeah, I'll go after it. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the Lord. I was looking at him, but I was talking to the Lord. Pride is ridiculous. It's embarrassed. It won't humble itself. I rebuke the spirit of pride out of this house in the name of Jesus. Now, if it's bothering you, let it go. Pride and rebellion. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, God is good, isn't he? God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got some books. How to Rightly Divide the Word. Who is it? Okay. Judgment of the Nations. God's promises of the land to Israel. Okay. Hold on. I got two of them. Who said over here? Okay. Come here, Kyle. Take that over to Mrs. Jones. She gets the other one there. Okay. You're the second Jones I've met in 2 days. I met Kevin Jones yesterday. He was out. Hey, he's so smart. He's a young man. I would say he's just over 20. And he was in the Cedar Park, the Lakeline Mall parking lot, and he had his detail business set up out there. And he, when I pulled in there, he said, "You want me to wash that Lexus for you? It needs to be detailed." I was like, "Well, I'm about to take it to the dealer, so no, but you're pretty smart." He says, I said, "You got a card? I just want to see how innovative he really was. You like to see that with people? I just want to see what he'd do." So he said, "Oh, yes, ma'am, it's digital. Here, take a picture of this." Ching, and all his stuff comes up on my phone. Pretty smart young man. So he's got him a business going. He's out there washing a Mercedes in the parking lot. Probably had to get a permit to do that. Praise the Lord. I just thought it was awesome. I have one more, how to rightly divide the word. Okay. And then I have one more, judgment of the nations. Anyone? Anyone? Nobody cares? Oh, okay. Nobody cares. You better care. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles, please, to somewhere. Philippians. Go to Philippians 4. Praise the Lord. Ooh, we had a good time at our meeting. I heard Patty did great. I heard Larry did great. Praise the Lord. God is good. Philippians 4:19. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Something good is going to happen to you today if you'll believe God. We're in a new place. The Church of the Living God is in a new place. If you're paying attention, you're going to find that out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 4:19. Ready? "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Probably everybody in the house can quote that. And most of you are know enough about the scripture that you know that Paul is talking about the giver. If you read up the line, he's talking to the Philippians, and he's saying, "Y'all helped me. You sent finances to me. And so because you sent finances to me, I have to tell you how the kingdom works." The kingdom works like this. My God, the God of the apostle, the God who provides for the apostle, will now supply all your needs, not by your work, but by his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I immediately thought, that's a Reba song right there. I'll tell you all the story about that later. So we know this about the giver. And so we should begin receiving divine and unexpected financial provision. Now remember, we're into the grand provision. The Lord personally gave us that word, grand provision. But we should, start believing God for something you haven't even already thought of. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, "Oh, I just praise God, my check will get here on time." How about believing that God could do something above that check of yours? Amen. Praise the Lord. He can, and he will, and he can promote you. He can do all those things. Divine and unexpected financial provision that meets every need and every desire. That's what God's about. Amen? Debts and deficits should begin to be removed. I want you to think right now, what's your biggest debt? What is it? Think about it. You got it? That thing can be gone. That thing can be gone. God does that. God did that in my life. He gave me a plan, and all I had to do was start. And I started with an extra $60, and he gave me a job that paid four times the amount of the job I had, and I got out of debt. Amen. Praise the Lord. That can happen to you. If you'll just believe God. All you have to do is take him at his word and start. That sounds like a song. Praise the Lord. So how about just bills being paid on time? You know, so some of you probably don't have many bills, but there might be somebody here who needs your bills paid today. Maybe it was due on the 1st and you missed it, or the middle, the 15th. What if that was just not the case at all? What if every bill was just paid all the time?
Amen.
We're witnesses. It can happen.
Yeah.
We haven't been behind in years.
Mm-mm.
This church is not behind. Amen. Neither am I personally, or most of the staff. They're not behind. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That I know of. So, no, I'm kidding. Move forward. Believe God to move forward. What are the prophets saying? They're saying more and more. Move forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's rude to talk when other people are talking, so I'll wait till you get finished. All done? Okay, so this verse said, I got really quiet, praise God. this verse, when believed, supplies financial peace. When you believe this, when you really believe this, you know, we're just quoting a scripture, but it never happens to me. What if you just really believed that God would supply your needs? What if you just really did believe that? I mean, really. What if you just really, really believed that you could be out of debt? What if you really believed that you could be making more than $25 an hour? What if you just really believed that? Most of you probably make at least that. I don't know. What is minimum wage? I don't even know. Anybody know? Oh, ouch. Well, none of us are going to make that in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, we go up. So, what about everything that was lacking being fulfilled? Whatever lacked, whatever you needed lacked. Amen? I needed some new boots. Yesterday I came home with 3 pair. Praise the Lord. I only had to pay for one of them. And all 3 pair were half price. Amen. I walk around and I'm like, I want those. They look exactly like some other ones I wear, but I still wanted them again. And then I'm like, and I want those, and I want those. So I just kept trying them on, and I just got them.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They're comfortable. God is good. He's good. He'll supply your needs. He'll get you what you need. And he'll get you what you want, church. How about some gainful employment? Gainful employment. What about that? Am I taking too long on the offering word for you? Because we need to think about this. What if it was gainful? What if you actually made progress? What if your boss was ready to give you a raise?
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
You're the one, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
How about stable income?
Yeah.
Well, we got work this week, but next week we don't. What if that wasn't true? What if it was 52 weeks a year that you just had stable income all the time?
Yeah.
That it was always there, that it always came in?
Yeah.
Well, that's what that word says you can have. That it's always stable, that it always comes in. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Financial provision right now, if you'll take it, is on its way to you.
Amen.
Right now, right now. You're familiar with Malachi 3:8?
Yeah.
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Now we all know that one, and most everybody's preaching on it saying, we don't want to rob God, we want to pay our tithe and we want to give offerings, right? But have you ever thought about it this way? You're robbing God of the pleasure of taking care of you and meeting your needs. Because when you tithe and give, you connect to him. You connect your finances to him. You're believing, and you're proving that. You're manifesting that. You connect to him. He connects back to you, and he has the pleasure of making things go right.
Wow.
Or you could just worry and shuffle and figure, or you could just go ahead and say, hey, I'm a tither and a giver, because I'm preaching to the choir right now. I'm a tither and a giver, so I'm fully expecting.
Yeah.
Are y'all hot? Everybody's waving fans. John? Okay. Praise the Lord. So, praise God. God expects tithing and giving. He does. But I think sometimes we rob him of his great pleasure. Now listen to me. I'm going to say one more thing about this before I pray. Because I'm talking to tithers and givers, okay, remember to say something about that. That's why I'm preaching this word to you. This is who you are. You are someone that God supplies all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's who you are. So remind yourself, remind the realm, Mr. Devil, who will try to steal from you, that he can't have it. The devourer is rebuked. The windows of heaven have been opened since Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. Wide open. Now you're the gate. You can either close your gate or open your gate. Amen. Well, I don't want to hear about this. I live in grace, and so grace says I don't have to tithe. You don't have to do anything. We do this because we want to. We do this because we get to, because we want to participate with God. Amen. And if you notice, I'm not standing up here going, you better tithe, you better tithe. I'm telling you what the tither gets, because that's who you are.
Amen. So good.
That's right. We don't have to raise money in Victory Church. Hey, we were going to send $2,000 to the Hammonds to plant the church. $10,000 came in. $10,000. It all goes to the Hammonds for the planting of the church. Now that's the seed we're sowing. We're believing for $200,000 to help them. We want to be on the flight deck of that thing. Amen. Can we, could we really believe for that? All it would take is for all of us to be blessed. Amen. One person could do that. In fact, there one person paid for half of this church. That's pretty good. Now I want to be that person. I want to be that person that says, we'll plant, Pastor Mac, we'll plant a whole church. Or we'll do this. And listen, watch out for the enemy on this. Well, I've got enough. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm all right. You're not doing well enough. Let me tell you why. Until you can provide the payment for the brand new piece of land and the church we're going to build, we're not done. I'm not done. Talk about myself too. I'm not saying you. All of us, we should be able to say, I'll put that first million on that piece of land right out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do that.
Because
yes. we're going to have to plant a church, a building. And we may plant a church. Just standing here thinking about that during worship. Praise the Lord. But we definitely are planting a church with Pastor Mac and Lynn. Amen.
Yes.
You received this today?
Yes.
Father, I just declare today that these people are blessed in their finances. I thank you that they're blessed coming in and blessed going out. I thank you that they have everything they need. The devourer is rebuked. The windows of heaven are open in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, hosts. I got that from Pastor Bert. May the host come up and help you. Ushers, pick it up. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. If you'd like to give via text message, you can give to VCHL. And the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link. It'll show you what to do. Amen. You can give online any way you want to. Now, y'all may think that I'm just like a hard school teacher about wanting y'all to be quiet and not bring drinks in here and all that stuff. But listen. If you distract someone from getting what they need, it's important that you don't do that.
Right.
You don't want to think that you distracted someone who was in here desperately needing to hear something.
Yeah.
Amen. So it's not that we're trying to make hard rules. Yeah. It's that we're just trying to make sure that everyone in here gets what they need. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All right, Isaiah 60, verse 1. You're familiar with it. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Can you quote it yet? Praise the Lord. Go. First and foremost, get yourself to another level. Amen. Well, as I told you, we had a wonderful time at the minister's conference, so get ready for a fire hose, because here it goes. People say that about me anyway, so I'll just go with it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So we're talking about arising. We're talking about, first and foremost, getting ourselves to another level. We're stepping up. God is offering more of his presence to us. He's offering the glory realm to us. So last time I was with you, I was talking about all that was possible with the glory on our life. And I didn't even preach. I just named off all the things that the glory would produce, and they're all written right here in 60. If you read down there, and then you can interpret what the camels mean and all that kind of stuff. But basically, you've picked up the law of attraction. Amen. You're attracting God's goodwill for your life. Amen. Amen. So, and it'll be strong on you if you arise and shine. And so you can go back and listen to that if you want to. But let me just say it to you like this. Basically, you become a symbol and a source of God's blessing. So that means it's not just about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, grief will get you entangled in a mess. You'll spend your life all about you. You have to watch out that you're not loyal to the passing away of someone, which I praise God for this family right here. They know exactly where Bess is. There's, you know, certainly they miss her, and certainly they feel emotional about that. But they're not going to get into something negative where they're courting death. That's going to take you the wrong way. You might cry, you might miss, but you don't want to go into this place where you're in a dark place. Or think that you have an allegiance.
Yeah.
You don't want to have an allegiance and feel like you're being disloyal to someone because you're not upset. Can I tell you a little secret? They're not upset. You know what they're saying? You know what Brett Bess is saying right now? One word. Wow.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You receive that? Okay, so we're becoming a symbol and a source of God's blessing. People, if you'll do this and come into the presence of the Lord like we're talking about, if you'll do it, people are going to be blessed when they see you. They're going to be blessed by your behavior. You know, like the Queen of Sheba was blessed with Solomon. When she saw what was going on with him, man, she was excited. She was beyond impressed.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, John, now we're getting cold. People are putting their coats on. He's sitting there with the controls so he can handle it. All right. First everybody was fanning. Now everybody's putting their coats on. Okay. So people will be blessed when they're around you. Right? Because you're the answer to their problem. They say, well, look how they're acting. Look how they're responding. Look what happened there. Look how well they're doing. Man, that didn't even move them. Man, they don't quit. They keep going. Well, look at that. Praise the Lord. Larry preached his mother's own funeral. Deb preached her son's funeral. 50 people got saved at Deb's son's funeral. Amen. People's lives have been changed over everything that Larry said in the meeting. Now, he could have been down on the floor crying, oh, my God, oh, my God. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to change anything but hurt you and put an influence on you that would not be good. Now, I'm not just even just talking about someone dying. You could grieve over the loss of some finances. You could grieve over the loss of some people who moved away from you. You could grieve over all kinds of things. We want to just watch out for that, right? We want to be those people that you know, you bring peace. What if you're the person that people look at you and they think, man, they've got God's ear. They've got God's ear because God seems to respond to them every time they call.
Praise God.
Amen. The money comes, the hell stops, the this, the that. They come right back up. If they get sick or hurt, they get healed.
Yeah.
What if you're that person?
Yeah. Amen. Praise God.
You are that person. You seem to have found the answer to great grace. You're living in it. You're someone with courage. You bother to find out what the Word says about something. You're unselfish in your prayers.
Yes.
We pray every week. The thermostats and some of the other prayer things that we have going on. We pray for people we don't even know. We pray for people all over this world. We pray for all kinds of things going on. It's what God calls us to do. We know how to get things from heaven. Do you know how to get things from heaven? We know how to get things from heaven. We can get the download. That's who we are. Your prayers of faith are answered. Scarcity is not a part of your life.
Amen.
It's not a part of your life. The poverty spirit has been destroyed in your life.
Amen.
Let it go. It's off of you. No more poverty.
Yeah.
Straighten up. Believe God.
Amen.
It's available to you. Well, these are hard times. Shut that up. They're not hard times for you. You live in Goshen.
That's right.
The finances belong to you.
Amen.
The Bible says so. You don't have to be broke anymore. You don't have to do without. You don't have to be a failure. Amen? You know how to have your needs met? By the superior method. By the superior method. Not because you're taking these two things and working yourself from 6 to 7 at night. Mm-mm. You're able to say, do this, do this, do this, do this. Or you're the one going to do it and you do it with ease. Whichever one you are. You're able to flow in that. And because you're not just doing it with people, you're doing it with angelic forces. They're working for you. The Bible says they're all ministering spirits. Sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. I'm an heir. You remember Mephibosheth? You remember what David did for him? David gave him his land back and gave him the people to work the land and then called him to eat at his table. That's some pretty good stuff. That's because that was his heritage. It actually belonged to him. And David saw his covenant right and gave it to him. Hey, covenant right, right here. Covenant right, right here. I'm pulling up to the table. And I have one better thing than Mephibosheth had. My legs would have been healed. Jesus' name. Amen. But we have this covenant with God and we know it. Listen, we're not bragging and trying to be proud about this. God gets all the glory. But we do have to be bold and courageous and say it.
Yes.
I love what Bill Winston said. He said, stop being Wally Cox. Y'all know who that is? Y'all don't know who Wally Cox is? So he was a guy that they always had playing the preacher in the old days in the old movies and everything, and he's a wimp. But preachers aren't wimps. We come from people like A.J. Potter. He walked into the bar, took his six shooter out, laid it on the bar, and said, open your Bibles. We're going to preach in here. That's what he did. He's buried right next to some of my relatives down in Dale, Texas. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're those kind of people.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
We believe in God. God's got our back.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're able to stay committed without a problem.
Yes.
You're just able to do it. You don't quit. You're consistent.
Yes.
Hey, Bill Winston said this. This is Bill Winston Day, I guess. Bill Winston said this. The system is so great that we work in. Now, take this home with you. It's so great when making a deal, you know, like buying a car or something. When making a deal, God not only tells you what to offer, He tells them what to take.
Yeah. That's so good.
Isn't that good? Yeah. That's the truth. God, that happened in this building. That happened to us.
Yes.
He said, y'all want this? We said, no. And he's such a wonderful man. But he's led of God. It went out. Left. But before he could open his car door, he turned around. He came back and said, okay. Amen. When I moved up here to start the church, I was like, that's when you read newspapers to get a rent house. Remember that? Some of y'all probably rented that. A few of us remember it. Okay. So we're reading a newspaper, and I kept saying, I want a house on the lake with a boat and a sea-doo. Lord, you're moving me up here. I'm going to plant a church. I want a house on the lake with a boat and a sea-doo. And so now back then, this was real high rent, $1,600. Like, y'all are like, wow, I wish I had that, right? But back then, that was 20-something years ago. So it was $1,600, and the man said, I said, I'd like to come see the house. How much is it? $1,600. I said, oh, sir, I can't pay that right now. I'm just getting started. Can't do that. And he said, well, what do you want to pay? I said, I'll pay $1,100. Deal. Yeah. Name your price. Be in tune with what's going on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Then he said, when we got there, I was looking around the corner at the house, and there was a boat sitting out there. I'm like, yeah, this looks pretty good. He says, you want to go to lunch over at the marina? I said, you know, Bonnie's daughter owns that now. But so we got in the boat, and we drove over there, and we had lunch over there, had a wonderful time. And then on the way back, he says, can you drive this boat? I said, sure can. He says, you think you can put it back in that boathouse? I said, sure can. So I did it and took it in there. I mean, I was raised with boats. Pulled that thing in there, got in there, we're lifting the boat up. He threw me the keys and says, you can drive it anytime you want to, and there's a sea-doo right there you can use too.
Look at God.
Make a deal. Go ahead and make the deal. Praise the Lord. Y'all are way too quiet on that. Y'all should be ready to make a deal. Praise the Lord. Doesn't that sound like you? Isn't that how you behave? You have to go up and go, well, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. No, if God said, just be smart enough to know if he said.
Yeah. Right.
Because if he said, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If he didn't, you better get out of there.
Yeah. Right.
We tried one time, this man was doing this real sales pitch on a car, you know, and then look at this car. And we said, just a minute, we got to pray. And we said, Lord, If this is not good, we'll walk away. And both of us heard, run! And so we ran. Praise the Lord. God will be with you. He'll help you make whatever kind of deal you need to make with whatever you're doing. That's you. Praise the Lord. You hold on to those promises and you don't let anything distract you. Don't let anything distract you. Does that sound like you? Or do you get distracted? Come on, be honest. So, but today, let's put a stake in the ground. We're not going to get distracted.
Amen.
We're not going to. You can be a great asset to the kingdom of God by making a choice to be a success.
Yes.
Just make a choice to be successful. Say, you know what, Lord? You need me to shine.
Yeah.
You need me not to be acting all ugly. You need me to act right. And you need me to flow. And so I'm going to make a choice to do that, and you can fill in the blanks. You have to choose to allow the glory realm into your world. We have to choose on Sunday morning. We're like, well, where's that cloud of glory we've been praying for? It's up to you, because it's a corporate anointing. So it'll come in here. I'm having lots of glory on the front row. I don't know what you're having. You might be, you know, counting the shingles or whatever, or how many people are in here, whatever it is you're doing, or how you're going to resist. No matter what that preacher says, I'm going to resist it. I can't believe they made me come here today. This is good preaching today. I'm having so much fun. Praise the Lord. But whatever it is, just make up your mind. Do you want to win or not? Because you being a winner, this is not a self-help preach. This is about you winning and being a good representative of the kingdom of God. Amen. Because eyes are on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have to choose. And it's not hard. When you pray, you enter his presence. When you praise, he enters yours. Amen. He enters yours. So prayer and worship will be a major part of your life. You get in the car, you're on your way to work, turn on some praise and worship music, praise the Lord, give him some glory. Amen. That'll get you a long way. Worship God in your house, not just when you get here. Worship God. You know, Cliff in Hawaii, praise the Lord. So, yeah, listen, this is what happens when you'll worship God and you'll pray. I'm not talking about our Father. and being all holy. That's a good prayer. But the idea here is to become a friend of God, because a friend knows what the other one's doing. If you have real friends, they know about you. They know what's going on with you. You communicate with them. Listen, being a friend of God is the highest prophetic stage.
Wow.
It is higher than being a prophet. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you'll be a friend of God, you'll know everything that's going on, according to John 15. Am I right?
Yeah.
Just be a friend of God. Amen. Does that sound like you?
Yeah.
All right. It's the highest prophetic stage. Now, when you pray and worship corporately with the other believers, it brings an atmosphere of miracles. Miss Jones here just reported to me this morning that she got healed last week because of the atmosphere. Yeah, she, you probably knew about her. There was an accident that happened down, remember Jessica?
Bless Brow.
She's down there. Well, they, business neighbors right there. And there was an accident down there and she was injured. God healed her.
Amen.
And God saved her and he healed her. But she was in an atmosphere, but maybe you don't care. Maybe you don't care whether someone gets healed or not. You just wish I'd hurry up so you could go down to Harding Corona.
Come on.
I shouldn't have said that. Everybody's going, so good to make you lick the back of your head. Okay. Go over to Revelation 3:14. I want to show you something. I got that from Pastor Nancy. I wasn't being rude. She actually said that. We laughed so hard. She was down with Jesse and Kathy's and they took her to eat some Cajun food, and she said, man, it was so good to make you lick the back of your head. I laughed so hard. I mean, beautiful Nancy. Just coming out of her, it sounded funny. She's so good at that stuff, you know. She goes preaching in Georgetown, and we go over there to hear her preach. And they bring her Round Rock Donuts. Have y'all ever heard of Round Rock Donuts? You know about them, right? Okay. So they bring her some, and to the people with her, you know, half a tearing off a little bite. She says, give me those donuts. I know what to do with them. Now we're on Pastor Nancy. Wonder who else is going to come up here. Praise the Lord. Dennis Burke.
Oh, yeah.
He taught something that I'm going to teach you right now, and you're going to love it. You ready? The angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So lukewarm. So Jesus is talking to the church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation, and he's saying, I prefer you be cold or hot and not lukewarm, okay? We kind of get that. Laodicea was noted for it was a commercial center, and some of its goods, they were exported all around the world. But one of the problems they had is they had a poor water supply. And so it made them vulnerable to siege, because you cut off their water and, right, it's not good. So their main water supply came 6 miles from hot springs in Hierapolis. It was a town that had hot springs. So, but you can imagine hot water traveling 6 miles is lukewarm when it got there. Okay? So it wasn't what they needed, and they were, unappetizingly lukewarm, right? The water was. So here we have 6 miles away, these not nice, hot, healing waters. And then not far away are snow-capped mountains in this area, and they're producing cold, refreshing water, okay? So hot water for healing, cold, refreshing water for refreshing. Praise the Lord. You get that. So Jesus is telling the church of Laodicea that they have neither. They're just lukewarm. You're not healing, and you're not refreshing. Okay. He wants them to be hot because he wants them to bring healing. Praise the Lord. That's present in this house. He wants them to be cold. Not cold as in, you know, No, I'm not going to sing that. Praise the Lord. So, for refreshing.
Yeah.
Refreshing. So, cold and hot and cold are good.
Mm-hmm.
You're healing and you're refreshing.
Yes.
You have the power to heal,
yes,
to help people, and you have the power to bring them refreshing.
Right.
They meet you and they get refreshed.
That's good.
Amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. And so, now Jesus said, if they're just going to be lukewarm, that he's going to vomit them out of his mouth. Now, that sounds awful. So I went, thought maybe we, I did like Dennis did. I thought, I'm going to look this up now and make sure. I always look for myself. I know you do too. The word vomit there, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It means vomit. That's exactly what it means. So Jesus is going to throw you up. He's going to throw up a church that is lukewarm.
Wow.
He's not looking for seeker sensitive. He's not looking for whatever. He's looking for Holy Spirit sensitive. He's looking for, and people. So I'm not just talking about you go, oh good, because I don't go to a seeker friendly church. I'm telling you, we really aren't one. But that doesn't mean you're not. You stand there praising the Lord and you can't even raise your hands because you'd be embarrassed. I'd say you're seeker sensitive. That was fresh off the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I don't want to be embarrassed. It is pride. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. So, you know, here's the point. As you choose to arise, you'll be able to help other people. You'll be refreshing. You'll be healed. You're not just a church goer. You're carrying the power of God. You're doing something with it. You have to be a preacher to do that. You just got to be you. You just got to be available. Just have a smile on your face. Just reach out to somebody sometime. Just, you might witness to them. You might be like Miss Deb. The spam callers are getting saved every day. They are. Amen. The Amazon people. Hey, wait, I want to talk to you. Yeah, you know, whoever it is. Deb's after them. She's going to talk to them. We're glad. She's our champion. Praise the Lord. She'll go after the people. So, but it could just be you going, hey, have a nice day. So we were standing in line at HEB and this lady, she was so sweet. Deb started talking to her, seeing if they're an injured champ. No, I'm kidding. We're just talking to her, and she said, Deb made a comment to her, and she said, it's my birthday, and I'm on my way home. I didn't even ask anybody to do anything. I'm cooking the meal, and I just want everybody to come over because they're all so busy. So sweet. She's just humble about it. She wasn't like, well, nobody's taking me out for my birthday. You know, she was just like, I'm just going to do it. All the kids and the relatives will come over, and you know, I just didn't think anything about it. So, I just bought her a $25 HEB card. I said, here, happy birthday. We didn't say anything to her like, Jesus loves you or anything. We just handed her the card. I promise you that did something. Even that, even you just saying, hey, you have a nice day. Those kinds of things will help because you're carrying the anointing. Amen. Psalm 24:7, listen to this. I'm going to read the Passion Translation. So wake up. No, you know what? I'm going to read both. Here's the King James, so you'll remember the verse. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. You know what? Okay. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Now, here's the other version. So wake up, you living gates. You living gateways. Wake up, you living gateways. Wake up, you living gateways. You're the gateway. Lift up your heads, you ageless doors of destiny. Welcome the King of glory, for he's about to come through you. He's going to come through you. He's coming through you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good stuff, isn't it? You become a living gateway so that the King can come through you. Glory to God. You know, maybe today you just don't really care about being a shining light. Maybe you're just saying, you know, maybe you're just interested in you. Everybody look straight ahead. Maybe you're just interested in you. You know, many are. Many people are just interested in themselves. And that doesn't mean always come across as some narcissistic person who, you know, I'm this. What about me? Enough about me. What do you think about me? Type stuff, you know. I'm going to manipulate you and control you so I can have. That's all narcissistic. That's true. But that's not the only selfish level that exists. Okay? There are other ways that people are selfish, you know. Sometimes there are people, now this is going to sound a little odd to you, but you have to grab this. Sometimes people are so desperate because they feel like they're failing that they turn inward. And they don't realize it. They wouldn't say, they would say, well, I just need help. I need help. But they don't realize that's an inward temper tantrum. That's, you know, they might get depressed or whatever, but because they have no, courage or boldness about them, that they're just weak. They're just weak. And so that's actually, you're getting into a form of selfishness when you're just coming from, well, I really wish all y'all would hurry up and prosper because I need y'all to give me some money. Get me out of this. You know, call the church, get some money, do it. You know, we got, you know, but see, the old saying is, we can give you some fish or we can teach you to fish, right? And so you can be this person who's helping other people. Yeah. It's not that we don't want to help other people. We want to help other people, but we also want them to grow out of that condition. Exactly. So they have to come out of their selfishness about things just being out of them. So there's that kind of person. Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there are those who, they don't have a care. They don't have a care. Everything gonna work out all right. Don't worry about it. And I'll tell you why. They glide along because someone else always takes the responsibility. And so they let them. There are people who let other people just take the whole responsibility. Ah, it'll work out. And on the inside, they're thinking, so-and-so will take care of that. No sense in me worrying about it. They'll take care of it. That's selfishness. It got quieter on that, but I just have to tell you that it's true. You know, the truth is that so-and-so will get it done, and so-and-so will rise and shine, and they won't get vomited.
Yeah.
Amen. You want an example? Do you need an example of that? Well, I'll just let the little lady do the praying.
Yeah.
Got real quiet now. I'll just let the pastor do the studying. Mm-hmm. That's that same thing. I'll just let mama take care of it. She'll do it. Or I'll just let my husband. He'll just, you know. No, you know what's your part. You do your part.
Right?
So, and it's everybody's part to pray. It's everybody's part to give. It's everybody's part to let their light shine. Not just your wife. Not just your husband. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll get off of something to make y'all a little happier now. All right, so it's just the truth. Oh, no, now I'm to the harder part. Oh, well, y'all ready? You can handle it. Okay. Just imagine for just one moment that you could actually choose to arise. And it actually happened today. And you actually begin to see results by 4 o'clock this afternoon. Miracles would begin to happen. God would come in and back you up. You'd get a phone call about something.
Yeah.
You'd meet someone. You'd do something. Things would just open up. Did you know that if you choose, those kind of things will happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll happen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So now let's just talk for a minute as we're going to close here. What do we need to know as we're making these choices? Number one. She's going to drop a bomb right now. I am. You will need some correction. You'll need some correction. Now walk with me. Stop thinking that correction is an insult to you. God corrects those that he loves. It's not an insult to take the correction. It's good. It's a good thing. Praise the Lord. It'll be all right. It's pride that hates correction.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So you know what? Just let me go ahead and give you some correction right now. Let's just get started on it right now. You ready? I'm just going to tell you like three things and bring you this correction, and you'll get over the pain of it, and then you can go right on. You'll be good for any correction. You ready? You ready? Okay. So here they are. I'm going to give you three corrections right now just to help you right now. Number one, you are not right about everything. Got it? Okay. You are not perfect at everything. Gonna be okay? Gonna be okay? You're not. And you're not smarter than everyone else.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Now, how do y'all feel?
Great.
You okay? Everybody okay? Massage that a little. We'll try to couch that with a few hallelujahs. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's just the truth. We're going down a trail here. We're going down a trail. I'm gonna really help you in just a second. I heard this was really cool. I heard this from Mark Barkley. He's getting mentioned now. Airline pilots never rebel when told to correct their course. Think about it. They don't go, no, I'm gonna go up to 11,000 and then over to, no. If they say so-and-so, name off all those numbers, correct your course to da-da-da-da. You see that DC something down there? You need to go to, you know. They correct their course.
Yeah.
And they don't question that, because someone who can see everything is showing them the way to go.
Boom. That's so good. So good.
God can see and knows everything. And he'll show you the way to go. If you need some correction, take it.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll hey, you shouldn't have said that. Okay, right, Lord.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You need to apologize to them. Okay, I will. Yeah. Or it's all over. Don't apologize to them. But however the Lord brings it out for you to do. Don't do that. He's told me a lot of times, don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Stop that. Just don't do that anymore. He even told me to shut up one time. Flat out, shut up. And I was so glad. It changed my life to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I think that, you know, if he said, you got to kind of look at it like the Holy Spirit's your GPS. Then it won't hurt your feelings so bad, the little pride that you have. Well, if you just go, he's correcting your course. You've been going this way. It's not working. It's not right. It's flesh. Turn this way. Go this way. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, so good.
Amen. So, the biggest correction you're going to make is your mouth. We have to learn to only sow or say what we want. We learn to commit to only what we say, and we don't change. We must expect what we say to be carried out supernaturally, because words go into a realm. They never stop. You have to read the Bible, and you will know that words count. They matter. It's the tongue that gets you in trouble. So you have to really get serious about that. You can't just say, I go to a Word and Faith church and they believe in the right confession. You got to do it yourself.
True.
Speak the word only about situations if you want a good outcome. Yeah. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. I haven't had a job in 3 weeks. You probably won't have one in another 3 weeks if you keep saying that. But if you'll just agree with God, Lord, you've got something out there for me. You've got the best out there for me. You've got my future husband if you're looking for one, or you've got my future wife if you're looking for, or you've got this, or you've got this client, or you've got my funds, or you've got a job. He's got it. He will not forsake you, church. There's a way.
That's right.
There's a way. There's a way to be healed. There's a way to prosper. He has that way. Amen. But you're going to have to agree with him with your words. Do you want something? Then call it yours and thank God for it. Do you want to sell something? Then call it sold.
Yes. Yep.
And thank God for it. And stop going, I don't know. I need to hurry up. I got to sell this job. I got to sell. Stop that.
Amen.
Just say, that's sold in Jesus' name.
That's
sold. That car is sold in Jesus' name. Sitting out in front of Springgate. It's sold in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you for it, Lord.
That stove is sold in Jesus' name. We have this real cool German stove that needs to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a lot of money. It's sold in Jesus' name. Yeah. Whatever it is you have, it needs to be sold.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That car's mine in Jesus' name. Find out the one you want, the truck you want, whatever it is. Be specific and tell God, and then sow a seed, and then call it yours, and it'll come to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have to be specific. Do you want to succeed? Then say what you want, not what you have, or not what's going on. Do you want to be loved? Then love. No, do not sing that. Okay. Well, I'm going to love them if they love me back. No. Commitment. You just love. Amen. Some way you're going to be a blessing to that person. It's none of your business whether they love you. It's your business to love them. Amen. So get that tongue time. Next, get your perception right. Right? Yeah, that's exactly what Satan did to Adam and Eve. He said, hey, you want to know a secret? You could be like God if you eat this, whatever it was. They say apple or some kind of fruit. They were already like God. That's the deception. You're already who you are. You're already in the inheritance. You're already anointed. You're already prosperous. You already have a law of attraction on you. But the devil's trying to stop that. He's trying to stop it. And he'll stop it with spirits bothering you. And everybody thinks, well, I don't need no spirit bothering me. Honey, spirits are lies. They're chemicals. Lies and chemicals. And they try to function against you. They'll tell you, they don't love me. They don't this, they don't that. I'm never going to make it. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. All those things are, you need to be mad at so-and-so. Whatever it is, that is all the devil has. That's all the tools he has. Yes. You empower him. Yes. I know y'all know that, but somebody out there needs to hear this. You empower him with your power if you agree with what he says. Yes. Because he has no power. He was defeated at the resurrection.
Yeah.
I'm almost done. Bear with me. We're almost done. Praise the Lord. All right. So, remember this. 2024 is the year of advancement, progression, and promotion. God wants to do something uncommon, unusual, and supernatural in your life. Will you take it? Will you take it? Take the uncommon. Take the supernatural. Something's going to happen. Brother Jerry told us to be open for surprises. Brother Jerry Savelle, he said, be open for surprises. I said, yes, sir, I will be open for surprises. Put your faith on a rising. You remember the word the Lord gave us? He said, grand provision, Deuteronomy 1:11, grand provision. Believe God for grand provision. It can happen to you. Brother Jerry brought that very scripture up in the meeting. We were like thrilled because he's just confirming what God had said in this house. So fix the mouth, take the correction, get your perception straight, okay? Get rid of distraction. In church, get rid of distraction. All of this is you're investing in your belief system. Get that out. Listen to God. Listen to what's going on. Watch your mouth. You get your belief system going good, it's going to come on. It's just going to come in. Come in. Some of y'all need to look in the mirror, and it'll tell you what you believe. Hi. That ain't it. By God. No, that's just. And you take a look. Look at yourself. Praise the Lord. You don't like what you see? Get some Mary Kay and some makeup. You'll be all right. No, just kidding. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to close with this. Now, listen up. This is very, very, very important, and we're still way early.
Yeah.
The next things I say are very, very, very important, because you're going to win with these things that I'm about to say. I know you heard the rest. I know I'm giving you a fire hose. I don't care. God said to.
So
but you can go listen to it again online. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to tell you right here. God has given you three important and abiding forces are gifts. Faith, hope, and love. These are your gifts, okay? Now, they can help you arise to the highest levels possible. But they have enemies, or what we call distractors. They will distract, okay? With faith, distraction is going to be questions. Why? Why did Sister So-and-so go home early? Why did my dog die? Why did this happen? Why didn't it work for me? Why? That is a distractor. Don't go to the questions. God will answer the questions. But if you get hooked up on them and you get in a pity party about something, why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? You're on the wrong trail. You need to just say this, Lord, I need to know some things and I'm keen to your guidance.
There you go.
I'm keen to your guidance. So show me. Show me where I'm wrong. I ask the Lord that all the time. Lord, where am I wrong? Show me. Show me, because I need for my gate to be open. Okay, so remember that. Your distractor for faith is going to be questions. With hope, it's disappointment. Yeah, disappointment. You get disappointed and your hope starts draining. Well, I guess it isn't going to work out. Well, I guess it won't happen. You're going to have to say no to disappointment. You're going to have to say, no, I'm getting back up again and I'm going. No, I don't care how this looks. Somehow it's going to work out. This will work out. This will work out to my good. It's going to happen. It's going to work out to the good. I'm not going to lose hope, because hope is what I need. It's the anchor of my soul. It's what keeps me tied to the things of God. And I'm going to stay in my hope. I'm going to stay expecting. I don't care if I had to step over something 3 or 4 times. I'm expecting to win. So you got to say no to disappointment. And then the last one is love. And I bet you can absolutely guess what the distraction to love is. It's called offense. Being offended. If you're offended, you are not walking in love. And you have to forgive and move on. And forgiveness is a choice. It's, you don't have candy and flowers for someone who just stabbed you in the back. You don't feel like that. But I'm telling you something. You can make a choice. No, I choose to love them. I choose to pray for those who persecute me. And Lord, you'll handle the vengeance part. That's not my part. You'll teach them what is truth. You never accuse a servant to their master. Mm-hmm. Never. Don't do it. You don't do it. Well, so-and-so, they preach stuff that is blah, blah, blah. You better stay away from that. Yeah. Better stay away from that. Yeah. Jesus' name. So offense, if you're offended by something, if you're offended by something I say or someone in here says or someone out there or the news or whatever it is, you better go to God with it right away and dump it. Just say, I forgive. I hear things on the news. There's a couple of people that just... If you accidentally drop by that station, it's going to just rake on you right there. And I find myself going, I forgive them. I forgive them. And turning that, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to get in here. I forgive that lady that rants and raves all the time and makes absolutely no sense about what she... I just forgive all that. Y'all probably know. I don't even know her name. But just forgive. And it's pretty easy out here, but when it's in your home... It's still the same truth. Still the same truth. You forgive. Start saying something good about that person. Immediately. Lord, I forgive them. Touch foul. Just touch foul. I'm not taking it. They accidentally just slapped me. Not literally. If they slap you, you call me. I'll go. Praise the Lord. Okay. So... But just, you can move on, because you're going to get over it anyway. And if you're mad at your spouse and y'all can't get it corrected, clear your throat and say, the sun's going down. And we are not going to let the sun go down on our wrath. We're not going to. We're just going to say, love you. We'll work it out. Let's work it out. Just say something kind.
Yes.
Say, I'm mad as you know what at you, but man, your hair looks pretty today. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get over it, because we're not staying like this. Yeah. It'll help you. A lot of times you'll just crack up laughing after you're like, let's just forget it. We're not going to stay mad anyway. We might as well just forget it. Praise the Lord. But you don't know what they've done to me. What have you done? Whew. Praise the Lord. God is good. Y'all received this today? I know it was a lot, but I think it helps us get on our trail It's helping us work through things. And I just believe that we're going to arise, church. We're going to arise. I believe you're going to come running in here and saying of all the miraculous things that have happened, all of the miraculous things, they're going to happen to you. Gabe, you're gonna lay hands on the sick and they're gonna recover. Just doing like this. You just put your hand on someone and you're gonna see results. It's happening right now. You're carrying the goods. You have what it takes. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Got a couple of switchbacks here and there, but it's getting you to where you're going in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has particular interest in your sister, and he's working right now in a heavy way to bring her to new places. And so we lift her up right now, and we say the God of peace surround her and bless her and bring her into great success in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. There's someone who's like your sister, but they're not your sister. They're not related to you. That person needs a change, and God is calling them to come into a new place. The Lord will show you who that is. Pray for them, and you're going to see something overwhelming. In fact, it'll that one person will be the funnel to suck the family in Jesus' name. Whoever that is, yeah, the Lord will show you who it is. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 There's fresh prosperity. Fresh prosperity. It's on you. It's for you now. Fresh prosperity. Something like you've never seen. Going into some new places in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Don't let the devil get you into anything. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Perfectly new days. Just new refreshing. You will be that healing and that refreshing. And you will have that healing and that refreshing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You know what a muster is? Anybody know what a muster is? You know how they muster the troops? That's happening right now with this, in the Spirit of God. Thank you for it, Lord. I see divine favor, divine favor. God's got a call, and God will deliver. He will deliver, and he will set you on a path that is going to be so glorious and graceful. I hear the Lord saying, tell my son he's my man. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 The next 12 months, gravy, easy, gravy, pulling it in, all things set up. The Lord said he has your new house on his mind. He has your new house on his mind. And a wise woman will build her house, and a wise daddy's going to put everything in it she likes. But you know that. You're a man that you know these kind of things. And you watch it develop. It's going to develop. The Lord will turn your eye to the exact location and placement of your house. I don't think it exists. I think it's going to be built in Jesus' name. So it's time to pray about it and be thanking God about it because it's coming in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Every time you see a riot in the next 10 months, you talk to it. It's ending. It's ending. You talk to it. God's given you a power in that realm, and you know it, and you talk to it in Jesus' name. Some fun coming to you. Some exciting fun in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some kind of new discovery in Jesus' name. New discovery in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You're actually a weapon for the kingdom of God. You are a sword for God, and you're quickened now to new things. By your words, take care of new things that are happening in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I hear this, the call for it all. The call for it all. all of your whole life, all of your whole life, I see every single piece of the puzzle coming into place. You've had it all put together on the outside. Now every place in the middle is filled in. Amen. Answer everything He calls you to in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for a minute, church. I've heard something about your future, your wife and your baby. It won't be long you will see them come into the picture. But I heard it like that, your wife and your baby. So I don't know if that means you're going to get married and have a baby quickly, but or if your wife's coming with a... Oh, yeah. It said your baby. Okay. So I think the Lord's just having me prophesy that for your future so that you see and know there's a wife and a baby coming. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. All the way to the top in your business. All the way to the top. Unusual clients. An unusual progress in the field you work in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. So I see a tugboat pulling in a big ship, and you're the tugboat, and you're going to pull in the big ship. Get ready. It'll be unloaded on Victory Shore. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.